The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
And it's nice to have you here. David actually is stepping in for Sabina Miller, who hurt herself, and it's wonderful that David was available. Because Keith is going to find out in a few minutes. David asks quite the good question. Nevertheless, just a word about Project Independence before we start and introduce Keith. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And we have so many programs from transportation, for medical, for shopping, to basic little home help in the house, gutter cleaning, the amount of stuff, social work. The social work service part of this is tremendous. And actually, the other day, I think it was last week, Christina had told me that 45% of the calls that come into 311 in the town of North Hempstead are Project Independence related. And there is, I don't know how many thousands upon thousands of calls that come in. So the population that Project Independence is serving just continues to grow. And it's because we have partners, such as the Port Washington Library, that really help work with us to create programs that entertain and educate the seniors, which is the main thing. And saying that, we're going to go right over here to Keith Klang, who is the department head of adult services at the Port Washington Library. I met Keith a month ago at the advisory board meeting. That was the first time we met.
Yeah, we've done a number of, we try to attend as frequently as we can, the monthly Project Independence advisory meeting in Port Washington, and I met John there, and I try to go as often as I can. It's a great way for us to connect to the community in Port Washington and hear from the local seniors and hear what they have to, the input that they have for what services they want at the library.
Actually, just David, one second, a plug for the advisory meetings. The advisory meetings are where the seniors can come to voice an opinion. You can get on there. You know, it's not a private group. Nope. If you're in the town, I mean, call 311. There's six different advisory boards because the town is broken up. And that's where I met Keith in Port Washington. There's one in Great Neck. There's one in Call Place. You call up, say you'd like to come by. Feel free to come by. Come to one. Come to them all. Participate. Sure. Give an opinion. That's really what it's all about.
Yeah, to get feedback from people who live in particularly in a particular region. Like the Great Neck Advisory Board, for the most part, is reflecting the opinions, the wants, the needs of people, seniors, who live in Great Neck.
Right, right.
Who better to know than the people who live there?
And that's one thing that the town does. So when they do a service, they do it area specific. Great Neck needed some stuff that Chari got involved in reference to the crossing lights, etc., in town.
Right.
Things were adjusted. You may not need that in another town. Everything is relative.
Yeah, of course.
Go ahead, Dave.
I had a question.
Go ahead.
Sure.
If you can, 25 words or less, as they used to say in old quiz shows, define adult services.
Yeah, so the definition of the title is really serving the population that is above the teenage age. So that includes outreach, so homebound service. So we do a delivery to all seniors in Port Washington. If they need delivery service for any items that we have, we do that. We do all the collection development, meaning we purchase most of the items for the adult collection, nonfiction, fiction. We also, my department oversees all the adult programming for the library. So that includes concerts, lectures, services like technology help, different weekly programs like our Scrabble program, our chess program, all these programs that are open to all adults, but of, you know, people of the senior age would definitely be welcome to be a part of.
Okay. I just want to ask you one.
It's a pretty wide, not, you know, it sounds more specific than it actually is.
But that's to get an idea of what, you cover a lot of territory.
There's a lot of territory, yeah.
I just want to follow up on your outreach. You actually deliver the books That came up yesterday. Another library in the town doesn't. And that's the first time I heard. I didn't know there was a system that ever did.
Yeah. In the East Wilmington, my wife is a retired librarian in Great Neck, as it happens. And this is something she has tried to get started. For homebound, people who usually it tends to be the elderly, but perhaps disabled or sick, who cannot get to the library, they can order it by phone or by computer, and the library will deliver it to them.
We have about, I would say, between 30 to 40 people on our homebound list in Port Washington. The list has actually grown a little larger. We've advertised it a little more in the last couple of months. I won't say that we deliver to 30 to 40 people on a regular basis, especially in these winter months. I definitely see a spike in people calling me and asking about the service. And it's really more, not more vital in the winter months, but it's definitely a more popular service as people get out less and have less to be doing
involved
outside.
In. Yeah, is there a requirement for that? Like they have to prove they're wheelchair bound or something?
No, we don't do anything.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we take people on their
Okay, fine. And, I just was curious.
Yeah. And people, you know, it's a great way to connect to the community.
That's the word, connect.
And you, it's not just about, you know, just dropping something off. I've developed different relationships with people and gotten connections to other individuals and been able to promote other services by doing that program. So it's really been a great
people stay connected. That's a key word. Sometimes you get an elderly person living alone and that's bad.
Yeah.
And part of Project Independence mission is to keep people connected. Socializing is a very important part of successful aging.
Right, absolutely. Oh, no, community and family. And if you don't have family, then it's community.
Yes.
So actually, it's family first. I shouldn't have said it that way. But a lot of people don't. You know, the kids are away or they're all working or whatever. I mean, life has changed so dramatically in this world that a senior who's 60, 70, 80, 90 is home in the winter months.
Yeah, and we want to make the library not just a place. You know, we don't want to make it just a destination. We want people, even people that can't come, to use our library.
Right.
Even if they're not even comfortable using our website or, you know, logging into our Facebook page, we want them to still be connected in some way. So this gives those people a deeper connection to what
we are. It's wonderful.
It makes the library an important center of the community life and values.
Right. And that everyone's a part of it, you know. It doesn't matter who you are in the community, even if you can't come to the actual building, you know, you're still a part of our institution.
Well, over the years, a lot of the libraries, Port Washington one, the one in Albertson, have done major renovations, and they really are. It's a hub place. If they don't have a senior center to go to,
You
can go and there's a table, so long as you're not, you know, square dancing in the middle of it, where you can go and meet somebody. And they have... you know, coffee machines now and, you know, little snack stuff.
Who needs McDonald's?
Well, it's the truth, and you can go there, and they have plenty of the weekly magazines, et cetera. Yeah. And there's so many programs. That's something I'd like to know about, weekly programs at this point. You have specials, which we'll talk about.
Right.
But if somebody wants to come to a class, come to lectures on an ongoing basis.
Right. So not on specific dates, but we do usually 3-month sets of different exercise classes at the library, which are yoga, more general sort of movement exercise classes, and then we also do a Tai Chi class.
Okay.
All three of these are done on a rotating basis, but pretty much start and end and then restart again within a couple of weeks, year-round. So if anyone's interested... you know, contact us at the library.
We'll actually give out the number of the library. I mean, they call 311 to get it. But.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Our phone number is 516-883-4400. And you can just ask for information and we'll give you all of the upcoming dates for, you know, registration, things like that.
Right. Most of these things have to be registered for.
Those exercise classes, yes, because there's sort of a limited space. But weekly things that require no registration at all. Just a couple of them. We do a weekly Scrabble group at the library every Friday between 2 and 5. And we have a great, great group of people that come every week, but it's always open to other people, new people. We do a weekly chess group at the library, and we have all ages. Last week, I popped in and I saw, you know, a young, maybe 10-year-old playing against you know, a 70-year-old. So you know, it's open to all. It's during the day on Tuesday from 2 to 4. So
okay.
Typically we usually have adults, but you know, it's open to all ages, and we have a diehard group. So
that's good.
We have a regular sandwiched in program, which has been going on for quite a while. Our program coordinator, who works for me, Jessica Lay, is our coordinator of that, and she does a great job putting out great programming every Friday from 12 to 2. And the concept is you bring your lunch. It's called Sandwiched In. You bring your lunch. Oh, we provide the coffee.
Right.
We provide the cookies. And this week we have a New York Times, today actually, we have a New York Times, former New York Times writer, Gerald Eskenazi, talking about trains and car. He's a pretty well-known writer from these parts. And every week we have great lectures on art and culture and
That sounds really wonderful.
So that's every Friday we do that. And
It's a touch Romeo-ish.
You know, yes.
Bring your own lunch.
That's yes. Right. Brown bagging.
Brown bag. Yes. And we also do a tech help every week, which I think is great. We just started that up a couple of months ago. And every Wednesday between the hours of 2 and 4, individuals can bring their devices, their phones, their e-readers, their tablets, whatever they have that they might be having issues with or want to learn a little more about it, how to use it better. We provide free one-on-one assistance with that on Wednesdays at our reference desk. So
that is significant. I mean, you know, you go by the Apple store. If you want to go in there, like an hour wait, it seems.
Yeah.
And sometimes, yeah, even myself with the phone, you have a simple question. It annoys you because I don't know how to get something off it,
yes,
or get something,
yes,
on it. And that's a wonderful opportunity.
People, yeah, we've had people say, you know, I was going to go to the Apple store, but I saw this in your newsletter, and I just had this specific question. I'm so happy I came. So,
right, that's what you get.
Oh, yeah.
So, now, when is that again?
That's every Wednesday between the hours of 2 and 4.
Boy, your list of adult services is huge.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of, you know, and that's just weekly. I mean, we do other ongoing things that are, you know, our ESOL program is pretty big.
What?
Our English. So that's,
oh, okay,
our English, yeah, right, speakers,
exactly,
of other language.
Right.
And we always are seeking new people to join, and also seeking new tutors. Our tutor base is pretty large. We have 40 to 50 tutors that teach at our library.
Now, to become a tutor, you put them through some sort of a training program?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
But if someone's interested...
That's a great volunteer opportunity for somebody.
It's a great volunteer opportunity. Peggy O'Hanlon is our... she works under my department. She works. She's our coordinator for our English speakers of other languages. She's phenomenal. She does a great job putting it all together and training our volunteers.
And that's like 21 and over to be a trainer.
Yes, yes, to be a volunteer.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
you know, just a few things you talked about so far. It's very. The mind is coming in with Scrabble, with the chess, with the computer, with the second language. I mean, you're really doing stuff to stimulate,
yes,
the mind of the senior, which is important. It's not just watching a TV show.
Yeah, keep
him
alive from the neck up.
Yeah, exactly. That's tremendous.
We're starting actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. We're doing this month for the first time an adult coloring program at the library.
Oh, we're really taking it down a notch now.
But
I
no,
just gave
it's actually
kid.
No, no, yeah. coloring has actually been proven to stimulate not only the mind but also to improve fine motor skills. So, you know, this is something we're trying out for the first time. We've had a great registration for it.
Really,
we're doing two sessions of it, one during the day on January 25th. There's still open registration for that. That's Monday, January 25th. At 2 o'clock, and then we're also doing another one on the evening of the 19th, which is actually next week at 7 o'clock. So we're trying it out. We're probably going to be doing it again, but I think this is, you know, another way to improve.
I've seen some of these senior coloring books. Really,
yeah.
I mean, they're a tremendous thing because,
yes,
the drawing is not, you know, Etch-a-Sketch.
Right, no.
It's the one I'm thinking of, they give you such a, like a diagram thing to fill in, to draw out,
yeah,
that the pictures are beautiful when they're done.
Yeah.
It's an adult coloring book.
Yeah, there have been articles in the paper about adult coloring.
Yeah.
You know, when I first said, oh, come on. You can't,
right.
No, it's a very real thing, and it's a meaningful thing.
Absolutely.
And I think that's interesting. I mean, this is amazing, the different programs. And again, anybody who, the number, it's 516-883-4400. Of course, call 311 and we'll direct you to Keith and all the stuff that's going over there. But right now, we have to take a break, so you're going to hold your thought, David.
Okay.
We'll be right back. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back after these messages.